Shalom to all. Today's office on Henshin Daf Yod Gimel. We're starting Yud Beis Amud Beis about three lines off at the bottom with the words Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marz Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we're on this discussion about when we're able to extend the year to make a leap year in Ibur Yar, add an additional Adar, and here we're going to get into somewhat of a detailed discussion about the Jewish calendar. As we've seen previously, although the Jewish calendar is based largely off of the lunar cycle, it has to coincide with the solar as well. In particular, regarding the seasons, Pesach needs to fall in the spring and Sukkot in the fall, and basically the year is divided into four sections known as seasons or tekufis, and that's going to be the main focus of this Gemara. Each of these tekufis is approximately 91 days, and in particular, tekufas Tammuz, which is what we call summer, begins roughly on the 15th of Tammuz and extends for 3 months until the 15th of Tishrei, which we know is when Sukkot is. And so now knowing that, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Im Abanas Hashana, we're not going to extend the year, no adding a month, Elam Kein Has Tekufa Chaseira Ruba Shel Chaydesh, unless the month will be incomplete. That's what Chaseira means over here. The tekufa is incomplete, Ruba Shel Chaydesh, until the greater part of the month passes. V'kama Ruba Shel Chaydesh, how much is the Rav of the month? Shisha Asar Yom, that's 16 days, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just pause and explain. Basically, this means that the 91 days of Tekufas Tammuz are not going to end until the majority of Tishrei has already passed, which is 16 days. In other words, if Tekufas Tishrei will only begin on the 17th of Tishrei, that's grounds for making an Ibur Yar. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on top, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosi says, Echad V'Asrim Yom, it's 21 days, meaning if Tekufas Tammuz is going to extend 21 days into Tishrei, and only then Tekufas Tishrei will start, so then we're going to have to make an Ibur Yar. And Rishnei Mekai Chadarshu, they both darshan the same pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Chag Ha'asif Tekufas Hashana, that the Chag Ha'asif is the Tekufas Hashana. Now we know the Chag Ha'asif in general is referring to Sukkot. However, more specifically, it refers to Chol HaMoed Sukkot, because Asif literally means gathering in. That's when people would gather their produce into their house before the rainy season. And the only time on Sukkot one would be allowed to do such work is on Chol HaMoed, where one's allowed to do work that's a Davar Aved. And so the focus over here is Chol HaMoed, which has to be at Tekufas Hashana. And so what's Machlokes? Marsover Kulei Chag Be'inu B'Tekufa Chadasha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire Chag, meaning the entire Chol HaMoed, has to be in the new Tekufa, meaning first it has to be Tekufas Tishrei, and then we have to have all of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. Whereas Umar Savar, Rabbi Yosi holds, makes this Chag Be'inu B'Tekufa Chadasha, that we only need part of Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tekufa, and that's why if Tekufas Tammuz is going to extend into Tishrei either 16 or 21 days, again, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi respectively, so that's going to be a reason to extend the year in Adar, adding on another month, so that this doesn't happen. As we're holding a second, Michael Savri, what do they hold? Iko Savri, Yom Tekufa Gaimer, if you want to say they hold that the Yom Tekufa, the day of Tekufa changes, that's a completion of the previous Tekufa. We'll explain this in a moment. Well, Blav Hachinami, even without this, we would have an issue. Loy Lamando Amar Kule Chag Eka, Veloy Lamando Amar Mixes Chag Eka. This wouldn't fit according to either Mando Amar, neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yosi, who hold that we need all of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, or even part of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, we would have this issue. In other words, what the Gemara just told us is that we know from an astronomical standpoint, the end of the previous Tekufa and the beginning of the new one can happen right in the middle of a day. However, from a halachic standpoint, the entire day only has one din. Either it's the last day of the old or the first day of the new. As the question is, if both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi hold that Yom Tekufa Gaimer, the day that Tekufa changes, is always the last day of the previous one, even if the change happens in the middle of the day, then even if the Tekufa does fall out on the 16th or 21st, we still have an issue because Tekufas Tishrei doesn't start until the next day, which would be the 17th or 22nd, making it that not all of Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or even some of Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yosi, falling out in the new Tekufa. But neither of them require leap year in this case. Therefore, must be, says the Gemara, El Kasavri, they both hold Yom Tekufa Maschil, that the Yom HaTekufa, the day that Tekufa changes, that's actually the beginning of the brand new Tekufa, and therefore the number that they gave was 16 and 21, not a different one. The Gemara now has two questions on Shmuel. Basically, we have one branch that tells us Yom Tekufa Gaimer Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Beferush that Yom Tekufa is Gaimer, and Rabbi Yosi says Yom Tekufa Maschil, that Yom Tekufa is Maschil. So that's question number one. We see Rabbi Yehuda holds right here that Yom Tekufa Gaimer, not Yom Tekufa Maschil. Va'etanyan, we have another brisa that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda actually has a totally different shita than what Shmuel just said. We have a number of different opinions in this brisa, which we'll explain later in the Gemara. The Tanakhama says Ein Ma'abanes Hashana, we're not going to extend the year, no making a leap year. Elam Kein Ha'asu Tekufa Chaseira Ruba Shel Chaydesh, unless the Tekufa is going to be incomplete, the majority of the Chaydesh, V'kama Ruba Shel Chaydesh, how much is the majority of the month? Shisha Asar Yom, that's 16 days. Rabbi Yehuda says Shtei Yadais B'Chaydesh, two Yadais into the month. V'kama Shtei Yadais B'Chaydesh, how much is two Yadais into the month? Chaf Yom, that's 20 days. That's because we're breaking the month up into thirds, so each Yad is 10 days. So two Yadais is 20 days. That's right away we see, not like Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold 16 days, he actually holds 20 days. Now we have more opinions. Rabbi Yosi, he tells us Mechashen Shisha Solifnei HaPesach, we're going to cheshben 16 days before Pesach, and if that's still part of the old Tekufa, then Ma'abrin, we're going to extend the year. Whereas Shisha Solifnei HaChag in Ma'abrin, if there's still 16 days in the old Tekufa before Sukkot, then we will not extend the year. Now Rabbi Shimon says Av Shisha Solifnei HaChag, even 16 days before Sukkot, if that's still part of the old season, Ma'abrin, we're going to extend the year. And here's our last opinion. Achim says Mi'utai, even if the miut of the month is still in the old season, we're going to extend it. V'kam mi'utai, how much is the mi'ut? Arba asar yoim, that's 14 days, and we're explaining this later in the Gemara, what this achirim is referring to, and the Gemara concludes, you're right, kasha, we have a kasha, we have these two questions from these brises, that's clear that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is different in the way Shmuel quoted him, and that's what the Gemara concludes, you're right, that is a good question. And now we explain this brisa. Amar, we had just said in the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, shtei yadis b'chaydesh esrim yoim, that's two yadis into the month, 20 days, namely, if the old season is going to extend 20 days into the month, so then we're going to have to ma'ab the year. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, we're going to make a chashbin 16 days before Pesach. If the old season, meaning the winter, is going to extend 16 days into the month before Pesach, then we'll extend the year. And the question is, Hanu Rabbi Yehuda, that's exactly the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, that we're chashbinning 16 days before Pesach, that means that Tkufas Nisan is going to begin on the 17th of Nisan. So if we calculate 91 days until Tkufas Tammuz, and then another 91 until Tkufas Tishrei, turns out that Tkufas Tishrei is beginning too late, and there won't be any Chol Hamoed days in the new season, and that means that the old Tkufa is still going to extend 20 days into Tishrei. And that's the same exact thing as Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? And the answer is, Yom Tkufa Geimer, Yom Tkufa Maschil, Elke Benayu. The nafkamina is, do we say Yom Tkufa Geimer or Yom Tkufa Maschil? And we already said before, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tkufa Geimer, and Rabbi Yossi holds Yom Tkufa Maschil, so that's our nafkamina. We can explain the Braisa, still in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, Armar, we had said, Shisha Asofnei Achag Ein Ma'abrin, that if Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend 16 days into Tishrei before Chol Hamoed, we're not going to extend the year. So we ask, El Rabbi Yossi, that seems to be a Rabbi Yossi, that Shisha Asofnei Achag Hu Delay. If Tkufas Tammuz extends 16 days into Tishrei, then we will not extend the year. Ha, but that's mashma, Shivsar with Tamnesar, that if Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend 17 or 18 days into Tishrei, Ma'abrin, then we will extend the year to prevent that from happening. But Akadabiva, Amar Rabbi Yossi also said, Shisha Asofnei Pesach, that we're only going to extend the year if the winter season is going to extend 16 days right before Pesach. But that's mashma, Batzer Loy. If it's any less than that, if the Tkufas only extend 15 days before Pesach, then we're not going to extend the year. But why not? In such a case, Tkufas Tammuz will still extend 20 days into Tishrei. And we had just made a mashmas from the second part of Yossi's statement that if Tkufas Tammuz extends even 17 or 18 days into Tishrei, we're going to make a leap year. But here we're saying from the other part of Yossi's statement that if it extends even 20 days in, we're not going to make that leap year. Why not? Seems to be a steer between the two parts of the statement. And the answer is that really, idvidi ein ma'abrin. In both situations, meaning in both parts of Yossi's statement, we're not going to make a leap year, no ibur yar, even if it's going to turn out that Tkufas Tammuz extends 20 days into Tishrei. So how is it that we have the opposite mashmas from the Braisa? And the answer is, Ayitona Reisha, Shisha Asofnei Pesach, since in the Reisha he said 16 days before Pesach, and that will be a reason to make an Ibur Yar, Tananami Shisha Asofnei Chag, so that's why he also just used the same Lashon as 16 days before the Chag in order for it to be consistent. But that doesn't mean that if it's going to be 17 or 18 days before the Chag, we're going to make a leap year. We're actually not going to. Again, it was just for consistency that we use this Lashon of Shisha Asofnei Chag. We continue explaining the Braisa, Rav Shimon Amir, he had said, Av Shisha Asofnei Chag Ma'abrin, that even if it extends 16 days before Chag, we will extend the year, and the question is Hanu Tanakama. That's literally the same exact thing as Tanakama. The answer is Yud Gimel Beis on top. Ekebeinayu Yom Tkufa Maschil Yom Tkufa Geimer. The nafkamina between Tanakama and Shimon would be whether or not they hold Yom Tkufa Maschil or Yom Tkufa Geimer. And Veloy Misaimi, there's no indication from the Braisa who holds what. Does the Tanakama hold Geimer or Maschil, or is it Reb Shimon who holds Geimer or Maschil? And we don't know. And onto the last part of the Braisa, Achirim had said Miutai. We're going to extend the year even if it's just the miut of the month. Vakama Miutai, how much is miut? Arbas or Yom? That's 14 days. And the question is, Mike Savri, what exactly does Achirim hold? If you want to say Achirim holds Yom Tkufa Geimer, then the day that Tkufa changes is really considered part of the old Tkufa, and it's only the next day that begins the new Tkufa, Ukul Chag Be'inon, and he requires the entire Chol Hamoed to be part of the new season. Well, Ha'ika, he still has that, because if you want to say that the full days of the Tkufa end on 14, but there's still a little bit of Tkufa on day 15, and therefore that's still part of the old Tkufa. And therefore the new Tkufa, meaning Tkufa's Tishrei, only begins on the 16th. No problem. The 16th is the first day of Chol Hamoed, so we have all of Chol Hamoed being in the new season. Why would Achirim say that we extend the year in such a case? It doesn't make sense. And the answer is, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Achirim Tkufas Nisan Kami. Achirim is not talking about Tkufas Tishrei and Sukkot. They're talking about Tkufas Nisan. Dechsav, because we have a pasuk that tells us, Shemar is Chodesh Ha'aviv, you shall guard Chodesh Ha'aviv. And what does this tell us? Shemar Aviv Shel Tkufa Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan, that we shall guard the ripening season, that's Aviv of Tkufa, meaning the season of ripening, that's the spring, that it should be B'Chodesh Nisan. What does it mean it should be B'Chodesh Nisan? So Chodesh over here means Chidusha Shel Levana, the renewal of the moon. And we know the waxing of the moon lasts only the first 14 days of the month, because on the 15th, the moon is already full and begins waning. And that's what Achirim is telling us, that if Tkufas Nisan is only going to begin on the 15th, then we have to add a month to the previous year, meaning we have to add on an Adar in order to prevent this. Ask the Gemara, if we're just missing a day, then for the Abila Adar, just extend Adar, meaning make Adar a 30-day month as opposed to 29. Now we have our extra day, and there's no reason to add a full month to the year. So Rav Acha Riakov, he explains, Tanamil Malal Lamatu Kachashiv, our Tana was making the Cheshbon of days from up to down, meaning starting at the end of Chodesh Nisan, counting downwards. And Vachamim, this is what he was saying, Ad mi utai ma'abrin, that if the previous Tkufa is going to extend up until the Miyot, then we're going to make a leap year. Vakam utai, how much is a Miyot? Arba Asar Yom, that's 14 days. In other words, the Tana is being a little bit confusing, and he's saying, if you start from the end of Nisan, and you count backwards, and you're going to end up landing at the Miyot of the month, so then you're going to have to extend it, which basically doesn't mean 14 days, it means 15. However, Ravina Amar, Ravina comes with a different answer. La'olam acherim tishrei kami. Really, acherim is talking about tishrei, as we were discussing the entire time, tkufas tamuz and tkufas tishrei, because acherim, when acherim holds, kulei chag be'inon ve'yom tefrishon, then not only do we have to have all of Chol Hamoed landing in the new season, we also need to have the first day of Yontef being in the new season. So it's not enough to have the Yom Tkufa, the day that the season is changing, be the 16th, it actually has to be the 15th in order to include that first day of Yontef as part of the new Tkufa. Ask more, how could this be? Yontef Rishon, Chag Asif Ksiv? About the first day of Sukkot, it said Chag Asif. Chag Asif means the Yontef of gathering in. And as we explained at the top of the previous Amud, Chag Asif is referring to Chol Hamoed, where we're actually allowed to do work of gathering. But the first day of Yontef itself is not allowed to have any gathering done. So how could we say that it applies to the first day of Yontef? And the answer is Chag Habab is Manasifa. It means the Chag that comes at the time of gathering in, even though you're right, on the first day of Yontef, you're not allowed to do any work in the field, no gathering in, but still the Chag that comes at the time of Asifa, and therefore could be included in the Pasuk. And continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said Smicha Zakenim, then we have a par Helam Darvish Hal Tzibur, this par which is brought because the Sanhedrin Paskin something that the majority of Am Yisrael made a mistake regarding, so they have to bring this carbon, and we need Smicha Zakenim, some of the Sanhedrin has to lean their hands, they have to do Smicha on this bowl, and that needs to be done by three. And where do we know this from? Tanarban, so Yerubaz, it tells us, V'samchu Ziknei, that the Zakenim lean their hands. Now, Yachol Ziknei Ashok, you might think that it's talking about Zakenim from the marketplace, random old people. Tamalim, that's why the Pasuk says, Eda. Now, E-Eda, if it just says Eda, Yachol, I might think, Ketana Eda, as referring to the last Chash of Eda, which is referring to Sanhedrin Ketana of 23. Tamalim, that's why the Pasuk says, Ha Eda, that's with a Hey Hayadia, Miuchadim Sheva Eda, referring to the special, unique ones of the Eda, meaning it has to be the actual Sanhedrin. And Vakamahain, how many does it have to be? Well, the Samchu, when it says that they lean, Shnaim, that's referring to two. And when it says Ziknei, Shnaim is also referring to two. And Vein Bezin Shakal, we can't have an even Bezin, but even only Noyed Echad, so we add another one, Harikan Chamisha, that's five, the Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda's Shita, or Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Shimon says that no, Ziknei Shnayim, Ziknei just means two, and Vein Bezin Shakal, we can't have an even Bezin, but even only Noyed Echad, so we add another one, Harikan Shalasha, that's three. Ask more of Rebbe Shimon, Hoksev Vesamchu. According to Rebbe Shimon, it does say Vesamchu, so that should add on another two Dayanim. The answer is no, Ahum by Leil Gufei. Rebbe Shimon needs the words Vesamchu for it itself, just to simply tell us that we have to have Zakenim doing Smicha, but it's not telling us how many. Rebbe Yehuda, what about him? Well, Ligufei Loi Tzarech. He doesn't need this word to teach us Ligufei, just to simply say that they have to do Smicha. Why is that? Dim Kain Deloy Asi Vesamchu Ledrasha, because that's true that Vesamchu is not used for a drasha to say that we need another two Dayanim. Lichtev Ziknei Eda Yideim Al Reish Hapar. All the Pasuk should say is that Ziknei Eda should have their hands on the Reish Hapar. Why does it have to say the word Vesamchu at all? It must be that the word Vesamchu is not just telling us that they have to do Smicha, it's telling us that we have two extra Dayanim. Now, Rebbe Shimon, what would he respond to that? Well, Iksev Hachi, if it only said this, if all it said was Ziknei Eda Yideim Al Reish Hapar, Havamina, I would think, my al, what does it mean, al Reish Hapar? It would mean besamach, next to, that they put their hands near the head of the par, but not on the head of the par. That's why we have to have the word besamachu to say it has to be on the head of the par. Rabbi Yehuda, what would he say to that? Gamar Reish Reish Me'ayla. He learns Gzer Shava Reish Reish from Ayla, and just like we know by Ayla, the smich over there is on the head of the carbon Ayla, so too it's on the head of the par al Darshat Tzibur, and therefore I never would think that al means besamach. Rabbi Shimon, loy Gamar Reish Reish Me'ayla. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have that Gzer Shava, he never got it as a Messiah from his Rebbe, and therefore he needs besamachu to say that it has to be on the head of the par. And we continue talking about smicha. Tanu Yevi Brasa tells us smicha u smicha zakenim b'gimel. The smicha and smicha zakenim is with three. The question is my smicha, my smicha zakenim. What smicha and what smicha zakenim? What's the difference between these two things? So Rabbi Yechon, he answers mismach sabi. The smicha means giving rabbinical ordination to elders. That's like when we have an avrich that goes through a couple years of kol, takes a few tests, and now he comes up with a piece of paper and he says, "Look, I have smicha." So it's that type of smicha. Obviously, it's much more chashiv smicha than that. We don't even have this smicha that Gemara is referring to anymore. But that concept, not smicha on an animal. And how do we know that we're giving smicha to an elder so that he officially has smicha? He's going to be called Rebbe, he's going to be able to pass in certain dinim, that we have to have three dayanim giving him those smicha. Even if you want to say, because the pasuk says, Vayismach Hasyadav Alav, that Moshe placed his hands on Yeshua. Well, Yachiv, that's so, Tiski Bechad. That should be enough with one. That was just Moshe on Yeshua. And if you want to say, Moshe Mkam Shem Chadkoi, that Moshe was in place of the 71 elders. Well, Yachiv, that's so, Libay Shem Chad. That means we should require 71 zakenim to give smicha. The Gemara says, you're right, kasha, it's a kasha. We don't actually have a source for how we know that three zkenim have to give smicha, but that is the bottom line. We need three dayanim to give smicha. Now continue talking about smicha. Amalei Rav Acha, Brid Rav Ravashi, Biyad Mamash Samchin Lei. Then when three dayanim give somebody smicha, do they actually have to put their hands on his head or not? So Amalei, he told him, Samchin Olei B'Shma. They give him smicha by name. Kari Lei Rebbe. They call him Rebbe. V'yavi Lei Rishus Salamid Dina Knossos. And they give him Rishus to judge Dina Knossos. This is something unique only to Eretz Yisrael, that they were able to judge Dina Knossos in Eretz Yisrael. And smicha only happens in Eretz Yisrael, as we're going to see. And so it doesn't actually have to be with their hands on his head. And we'll stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss smicha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.